Why did you give it? I wanted it that way. The way that guy's having his... I want my eggs runny. Yes. How do you like that? I want it that way. Tell me why you want your eggs runny. Tell me why. Excuse, was that you? You God damn, man. This guy, Bakari Sellers, who I like a lot, but his head's, there's something going on there with the top of your headband. Grow some hair. Seriously, I love him. He's a very smart guy. All right, so welcome. We only have a few minutes together before we start into the show. I personally think that today's Kenny Slag was one of the funniest fucking things I've ever heard in the history of my life. But then, you know, I could be wrong. Most likely I am. Tell me why. This is a very important thing I got to get my act together on here. We got one more DraftKings. And we have as well today betdsi.com. It's betdsi. Let's see something here. Just so I know what I'm doing, you know. Tell me why.
The Seattle Seahawks are at odds of 7-1 to win the Super Bowl. Their 2016 season win total sits at 10.5 games. They're at odds of plus 410 to win the NFC, while they are favorites at odds of minus 127 to win the NFC West Division. Last season saw the Seahawks go 10-6 straight up, while going 8-7-1 against the spread. The team went 7-9.
What the fuck is this? How do you pronounce your guy?
The Seattle Seahawks couldn't make it to the third straight Super Bowl last season, as they were beaten in the playoffs by the Carolina Panthers. In reality, the Seahawks should have lost the previous week to the Vikings. Seattle underperformed last season, but they still went 10-6 and finished second in the NFC West. They enter the 2016 season as one of the favorites to win the Super Bowl. Dana Fetty can take over and keep all of their key players healthy. Join us at BetDSI.com for the best Seattle Seahawks betting options, including futures, props, and live in-progress betting during the games.
That's all I wanted to see. BetDSI. Rich Uncles. Disclaimer. Now I can see that we're falling apart from the way things used to be. I don't mean... What is this? Okay. We had something that I wanted to play. Pick up the phone, Young Thug. Censorship. Fuck! Go to downloads. Tell me why ain't nothing but a runny egg. Tell me why when you ordered up over easy. Here it is. Well, now, wait a minute. Aha. This is it. Aha. Aha.
Rich Uncle's REIT is seeking indications of interest concerning its Reg A Tier 2 securities offer.
You're out of sight.
Any indication of interest involves no obligation
You're
or commitment
of any
kind.
You're out of sight. Love you, baby. Can't live without your ass. Good, good, good man. Let me get that shit out of there, man. Drop that up here. And this shit goes home. Tell me why ain't nothing but your mama. Tell me why ain't nothing but mama too. I never want to hear you say, I'll take them over easy. I'll take the... Shit. What's this fucking game? Is this more L.A. Sparks shit? All right, dudes and dudettes. That's a beautiful thing right there. Hey, BetDSI, man, let me tell you about this shit, all right? The NFL season is starting, and I want you to go over to BetDSI. They've been in business for 20 years, top-rated business, safe. I play there. BetDSI's beginning of season special, $25 to try their service. Well, what the fuck are you, man? Come on. What do you call this, man? What do you call this? All right, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to cut a spot for this after the show's over. Okay? And I'm going to cut a spot for this after the show's over. And I'm going to stitch it into the show because I want to get... Check out BetDSI. If you like betting football, if you like betting pro football, BetDSI is the spot to go, man. They've been in business 25 years, and there is a free promo code. This is a promo code I want you to use. Free $25 to try the service. That's Phil25, PHIL25, to claim this limited offer. BetDSI.com's beginning a season special. BetDSI is also offering a 100% bonus on your first deposit. A 100% bonus on your first deposit. They got great customer service, the NFL fantasy matchup, players versus player wagers. Hundreds of NFL wagers, NASCAR, UFC, even Trump versus Clinton odds to bet on elections. You can play virtually every sport at BetDSI. Do you like betting? You like gambling? You like laying your money down on different propositions, as we like to call them, whether it's the NFL, whether it's the NBA, whether it's the NHL, whether it's UFC, or whether it's Clinton versus Trump. That's right. That's right. You can do it at BetDSI. I do it at BetDSI. You should do it at BetDSI. What is that? That is trying your hand at the game of chance when it comes to any of your favorite sports. For me, it's football. And the beginning of the season, as you well know, in earnest, begins on Sunday. And BetDSI is offering, right now, free $25 worth of service if you use my promo code Phil25, that's Phil25, to claim this limited-time offer, a free $25 to try BetDSI's beginning of season special. BetDSI is also offering 100% bonus on your first deposit. A 100% bonus on your first deposit. They got great customer service. They're easy, fast payments on winnings. The NFL fantasy matchup, players versus player wagers. They've got hundreds of NFL wagers. NASCAR, as I mentioned, UFC. Trump versus Clinton. It's nuts. And it's your kind of a game, I think. You can play virtually every sport at BetDSI. Try it out. Go to BetDSI.com right now. That's BetDSI.com. Go there now. There. How do you like that? They won't. Yeah, they will. God damn, is that fucked up? Look at that goddamn TV screen. Look at that ugly shit. Look at this.
Tell me why ain't nothing but the thing. Tell me why. Oh my God, do I love that song. Ain't nothing I want it that way. Tell me why you are my fire. It's a lovely song, Phil, and it...
What does it mean?
It doesn't have to mean anything. Don't go there with that song.
Fuck this thing all to hell, man. You know. All right.
I mean, I don't know, you know.
It's like... Look at this guy. This guy looks like Charles Grodin's younger brother. He looks like Charles Grodin's alcoholic or drug-addicted younger brother, and yet he's this guy. And their company is namely.com. Who? And then there's... Yeah, okay. I think that's bet to you.
Hi, I bet football.
Hello, I'm Will Riker. You can trust me, can't you? I don't know. Oh, no, my name's Matt Starrs. See, I don't even know my own fucking name. HR for Humans. Schedule a free demo today, namely.com. You got that? You got to have that look, man, which I don't have. I never had the look anyway. Even when I was younger, I never had the look. Do you think Don Lemon has the look? Yes. Let's face it. Yes. All right. Uh-oh. Gary Johnson just fucked up bad. He asks, what is a LEPO? A-L-E-P-P-O. What is a LEPO? It is a city in Syria that has grasped the attention of the world. Oh, Gary. You know, he's not a bad guy. I'll tell you something. Poor Gary Johnson gets nailed for that. Trump ought to get nailed for that shit in spades, motherfucker. That's my own personal opinion on that shit, but hey, nobody cares. All right. Harv.
Ain't nothing but a thing. You are my fire.
Don't want to hear... What is a LEPO? I think it's a dog food myself. Turns out it's something much more serious, something you should not be joking about, Henry, you scum-of-the-earth motherfucker.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine? What an asshole. Who would do that? I did.
She spent summer binge-watching. Soon, she'll be binge-studying.
Now she writes mostly in emoji.
Oh, really?
Soon she'll type the best essays in the entire 8th grade.
Today, nice. The only Spanish words he knows are burrito and enchilada. Soon he'll...
That's nice. That's not nice. That was not nice. What a fucking nightmare of a goddamn month. I'm telling you. And now we're just now kind of pulling our heads out of our fucking asses. Come on, Gary. I know you're a libertarian, which means you don't really have to know a lot of this shit, I guess. But yeah, that's a big mistake. You got to play the game a little bit, man. If you want to get elected president, you want to get elected dog catcher. You got to pretend like you know how the rest of the world lives. I realize that libertarians are... a little bit on the weird side of life. There's no question about it. As a matter of fact, here it is here. Just has one simple question, and what is a LEPO? How do you pronounce that, by the way? See, that's how fucking dumb I am.
Our very own Kennedy spoke with Gary Johnson in an interview. It's going to air later on tonight at 8 p.m. And Johnson, well, he tried to explain his confusion. Let's take a listen.
As much as I hate to say it, you know, just knowing ahead of time what the issues are, very quickly, that wouldn't have been an issue. Not have been an issue.
What?
Joining me now, Morgan Ortegas and Christian White. And, okay, Morgan, so what do you make of his explanation and what happened today?
I like that he was forthright and came out and said, I screwed up. You know, that would, that, at least he was honest about it, as opposed to sometimes politicians just double down on the stupid things they say. But I don't know that there's much of an excuse for not knowing about this.
About what?
You know, beyond whatever you think about American intervention or lack thereof in Syria over the past 4 or 5 years.
About what?
Aleppo is, as you pointed out, is the home to genocide, to mass murder. It's a base for ISIS.
Okay, go fuck a duck. Aleppo. Gary Johnson. That's Don Mixa. And finally...
Now I can see that we're falling apart from the way things used to be. No matter
Here we have John Stein. He's the president of Love Central. Missed it. Brandon Marshall knelt during the national anthem. Brandon Marshall. See, I believe that, you know, that's their right. And God, people have to fucking under fucking stand how fucking people fucking feel. And motherfuckers, some people are feeling pretty strongly about this country's progress in terms of race relations. And it doesn't mean they hate America. It means we got to do a hell of a lot fucking better. And so they use that as an opportunity to draw attention. And frankly, it has drawn attention. Now, maybe some people think, you know, the guy's a scumbag. I don't know. Right on. With my moderate to severe Crohn's disease. That's a great commercial. That's a great fucking commercial. Look, why would any veteran vote for fucking Donald Trump? What the fuck is wrong? Come on, guys. I'm not a veteran, but I know America's history. And I fucking goddamn well know what America's armed forces, fighting men and women, have been through to get us to this point. I've studied our history. I've studied the wars that our country has been involved in. I've studied the geopolitics. It doesn't mean that I'm a combat veteran myself, but one thing I do know, one thing I can recognize, is a bullshit artist and a guy who is fucking with you because he wants to wear the mantle of great patriot one day. The next, who gives a shit? What, he doesn't care. But today he wants to be there, and that's Trump. You buy that guy's shit? Listen to his fucking words. This guy is so transparent. Talk about transparent. I will give Trump that. He's transparent, all right. He doesn't know how transparent he is. I bet you he thinks he's got a million motherfuckers fooled, and maybe he does, but I'm telling you, there's a lot of people that can see right through this guy's bullshit. I've made a lot of sacrifices. How can a guy like this exist and think he can be president of the United States? How can a guy say... Well, I mean, I was attacked by this Gold Star family. Shouldn't I be allowed to defend myself? I've made a lot of sacrifices. I've got one of the world's great memories. Right, Mr. Trump, concerning this deposition and this lawsuit, I don't remember. All right, fuck it. Bloating. Do you have bloating? It could be bowel bloating. Would you rather just put your money in the bank and earn less than 1% or be the bank's landlord and be paid over 6.5%? I was talking to the guys at Rich Uncles, and this is a new, if you will, enterprise, relatively new enterprise. It is an entity that utilizes what is called, what is REIT, Matt? Come on, man, I knew this. Real Estate Investment Trust. All right, ready?
Yeah.
I want to ask you guys, I want to ask you guys a question now.
Shoot.
All right. Would you rather put your money in the bank and earn less than 1%, or be the bank's landlord and be paid over 6.5% on your investment? Okay?
Be the bank's landlord, I think.
Exactly. That is what the guys at Rich Uncle would like to tell you about. Rich Uncles is the name of the company. Did I say Rich Uncle? There's more than one. There's many. These are the guys that, along with many people, but these cats here in the United States really got a hold of this idea, which is the idea of the Real Estate Investment Trust, Real Estate Investment Trust entity. God, I got to do this again. Bud.
Yeah.
Would you rather, wait, not Bud. Let me get,